This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, let's rock a lot of calls here. I told you 7:20 thereabout, we're going to re-air the hour, and it was a power hour of Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, and part of that hour, Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. So calls right now, let's go. 215-592-9494. Boy, it's a tough song to talk over. I love it.
That bass line. Boom, 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 boom. Listen to it.
I hear it.
Kevin Ritchie.
I don't have to tell you, man.
One of the best. Wait, is his name Kevin?
He's got a good first name. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning, bud.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, outstanding job last night.
Thank you very much.
It was good to see you again, and you brought the energy. The crowd really brought it last
crowd
night.
Crowd was and wild last
awesome.
Night. Wild.
Awesome.
And I mean that in a good way. Wild.
And it's not a tiny theater. I mean, it's small in today's spec, but it's, you know, it's a small area, and it was loud. And
yep.
It was great.
I mean, the Eagles' chants were...
That was great.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, plus some of the Dallas Sucks chants, too, which
yeah,
is even better.
Sure.
Yeah, which is
Dallas
which
does
is
suck, so that's yeah. good.
And BG was right in the middle. How about Brandon right before the event? Did you see it, Jeff? When I say right before the event, 20 or 30 minutes before, when he walked through the crowd?
No, I couldn't get VIP tickets because he had to buy pairs, and I couldn't buy a single VIP ticket. I would have, but I had to.
What a man! What a man of the people, Brandon Graham. What a man of the people.
Awesome, and the surprise guests—that was a bonus. I didn't expect to see Celek or Jordan Mailata, which I've never actually seen him in person. My God, that is a tall person,
massive. And by the way, they were surprises for Brandon. We didn't tell him that we were cooking
really?
That up. So what we did was. For those listening right now that weren't there, Celek on stage for the first half of Brandon's career, or you know, because he was there all the way through 2017, and then when Brent was, you know, then okay, we're done with 2017, and then Jordan Mailata up there for the remainder, and it worked out great because you got the perspective of both teammates and friends that could comment on everything we were discussing, because we went for the most part, as you know, Jeff, chronologically, and
yeah.
And just what was
yes.
the biggest revelation? What was the biggest revelation to you that Brandon said, or the most interesting thing you heard?
Just you can see how genuine he is.
Yeah.
You know, you may not see it during the games. Obviously, I mean, you know, he's a great teammate and all that, and you can see that he's having a great time. But you can just see the compassion in him, and you can just see that he really, really acknowledges that the love that people have for him, and he just loves to give that back as well.
No question.
And you know, it was he did zing you pretty good last night on that one, and everybody I forget what it was because there was so much going on, but you know everybody loved it.
Oh no, he got me a couple times. I had a high behind the chair that one time. I mean, it's great.
You were turning beet red, man. I'm telling you.
All right, Jeff, give me an answer. What doesn't make sense from a show or a movie?
Okay, this is going back a ways, but we all love the A Team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they you know all the car chases, especially with the van.
No one dies.
Awesome. No one dies, and nobody gets hit with AK-47 machine gun fire, ever.
Yeah, it's not a bad answer. A-Team did have a way of
getting out of things unscathed.
Yeah, even the bad guys. Like, maybe they go away and, I don't know, handcuffs, I don't really remember, but they didn't die.
Well, that's what I wanted to see as as a 10-year-old.
It doesn't work for the 10-year-old.
You know
does.
What reminded me of the A-Team? Have
what?
You guys watched Lioness?
No.
Season 2, beginning of season 2, Lioness. I started watching just recently with Alicia, actually.
Okay. Yep.
The Lioness thing. Got the first season under my belt.
Yep.
And it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow, okay.
Like one of my favorite shows I've seen in a long time.
I'll try to check
You've
it out.
You got to check it
I
out.
I like it. Good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. You know, there's some talk maybe the Sixers will trade Joel. Maybe they will. It's going to be really hard, obviously, with his contract and his injury situation. But we ask you this poll question. Do you think the Sixers will trade Joel sometime in the next year? Next year meaning defined as the next 12 months, which would be either this offseason or sometime during, you know, this upcoming season prior to the trade deadline. Do you think they trade him in the next 12 months? Yes or no? Let's get to Dave in Wilmington right now. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, Dave?
Dave,
I want to start out by saying how envious I am of your guys' jobs, because that picture of you guys with Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham was phenomenal.
Well, that was really cool. And yes, listen, Dave, I'll tell you, my man, I'm well aware that we're very fortunate to have the jobs we have and the access that we have.
We don't take it for granted.
We don't. We don't. And those are two of the greats, and not just as players, but as people. So they're fun guys to hang out with.
And I haven't had the opportunity to meet Brandon yet. I bought 2 tickets for the meet and greet last night, and I couldn't go because of my anniversary, which I had mentioned yesterday. But my kids had such a great time, Joe. They told me you did a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
So that's really all I wanted to.
I appreciate that, Dave. Give me a great answer for what doesn't make sense. You can win Metallica tickets.
Well, why would you send drillers in space? Armageddon.
Such a good answer.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, why would you send drillers in space in Armageddon instead of training astronauts to drill the hole? Bruce Willis is like, nope, need my guys. They're the best drillers. It's like, all right, so let's train drillers to be astronauts instead of the other way around is nonsense.
I don't know, maybe... It's harder to become a driller in quick time.
That is his argument.
Yeah, and it's
James,
ridiculous. I mean,
I think
absurd.
That's possible.
No, stop.
Possible.
Dude, do you know how long people train to be astronauts? You know, it's like, what's a bigger issue? Oh, the drill's not working, or you've got a space issue.
I'm not flummoxed by it.
I think it's nonsense.
All right, up ahead in 1 minute. Something, I loved it, man. James Harden's getting ripped, and he deserves to get ripped. And what Stephen A. said about James Harden yesterday upon his latest Game 7 flameout, you'll hear that coming up in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation when we've done our show from their headquarters, their PDQ POS headquarters, the people there, the technology. It's so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
So I got to hand it to Jolly, who, upon the latest James Harden Game 7 fiasco, I mean, bludgeoned Harden on Twitter this weekend. Here's what Jolly wrote after Harden pulled a Game 7 Harden. Jolly wrote, another shocking, sarcasm here, okay? Bear with me. Another shocking Game 7 first-round loss by a team that employs James Harden. 7 points. Simply the most overrated player in the history of sports. Totally useless. I mean, that's strong, man. Good work, Jolly.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah,
but
no doubt.
But this guy, man, he really comes up small when it matters a lot. Let's listen to Stephen A. yesterday on ESPN just tearing into Harden.
This is Harden in Game 7. It's not the fact that, you know what, he only scored 7 points. How about only taking 8 attempts? He would have been better off shooting 1 for 25. At least you're going out there and you're trying. It's not about his poor performances. This is at least the third time his effort is being questioned in a Game 7. It was questioned in a Game 6, rather, against San Antonio. It was questioned in Philadelphia, against Boston. It's being questioned now, if not a flat-out indictment. It's gotten to the point where Game 7 transpires, and what you're going to say is somebody going to perform, or are they going to have James Harden fever? They're naming a fever after this
guy. James Harden fever. You know, John, there's not much we can take from it that makes us feel better about the Sixers. Frankly, there's nothing, in my opinion, that makes me feel better about the Sixers seeing Harden fail. But it makes me feel better as a human being. See how it fell.
Well, him and Ben.
And Ben,
being sat, more than sat, just not even.
Didn't get in the game. Didn't get in the game.
Yeah, I feel like it's so little, so late, though,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I needed more retribution and punishment and like just a return on all of our time invested,
yeah,
or something like that.
I think what you really just need is the Sixers to get good again.
Oh,
and yeah. that's what we really need.
But how far away does that feel?
Oh, could be the 2030s. How's that make you feel, ladies and gentlemen? But it is satisfying. It doesn't fill the whole heart up, because the main thing is you want to see the Sixers be good. But at least does give you a little
that's
something.
All we got.
It's all we got.
Yeah. Little things to hold on to.
To use an Eagles term and a flip around the term, it's all we got, and we need more.
Much more. Yes.
We covered that. That was another thing we covered last night. Malcolm's speech in the locker room. You know, the we're all we got, we're all we need thing, which was after Carson got injured, the Eagles won that game. You know, Foles stepped in that Rams game, played well down the stretch, kind of became a shootout. But then, of course, that luck, because one of the things we discussed, well, sort of didn't quite discuss, but it was sort of, I would say, put out there by the guys. We were so down, John. Like, we, the fan base, let's say that was a 4:25 game. So let's go to 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30 that night. December 3rd, I think?
I felt like 2017. Doug Peterson was out of touch. I felt like
with
Doug
what?
Peterson's response after that game, I felt, yep, like I couldn't believe Doug was so upbeat and positive. Maybe it was the next day. I think it might have been that night as well. He was completely unfazed.
Well, one of the things, so I don't remember that. I do remember, see, it was interesting. I remember Doug saying, if there's ever a time for a leader to lead, it's now, which he clearly did. But I was struck last night. I think it was Brent Celek, not BJ. I think it was Brent saying, that he felt Doug stepped back and fostered a culture in that moment where the leaders led, the team players' leaders led, which obviously would be exemplified by Malcolm, who, you know, I've heard from many people through the years, was the leader of the team. Like, he was the guy. And he gave the speech, because when Malcolm gave that speech in that Los Angeles locker room around, you know, let's say around 7:45 that night, East Coast time, we were despondent.
Devastated.
Devastated.
Yeah, it was over. And like, the season was over.
And yet Malcolm's saying, we're all we got, and here's the big K, we're all we need. And he wasn't wrong.
And I didn't believe it.
Me neither. I was like, you need more Malcolm. Sorry, buddy.
It didn't work on me. Yeah. And I was hoping that it would work on the guys in that locker room.
Took about a month and a half, you know, to start sorting itself out and winning that close Rams. I mean, the thing about, not Rams game, that close Falcons game, the thing about winning that Falcons game, and it was a little ugly. Offense didn't play very well, and Julio Jones could have won the game. But one of the things I remember after that game was thinking, well, doesn't exactly look like they're clicking on all cylinders, but they're two games away from winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you're close at that point. At that point, it's like, well, getting really close. Let's get to Brad in Westchester. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brad.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, you did a good job last night on your being the host, man. Good feel for the crowd.
Thank you very much. Crowd was great. Out of its mind. It was like being at a football game.
I know, for that small place, man. It was cool. And you know, you always getting ripped, man, but I don't think you get enough credit for the job you do on the air and then doing events like that, man. So good job, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Real quick, the Raiders point about the Eagles, man, it irritates me. I think the NFL is set up this way on purpose. Like, you know, I feel like it should be some rule, like, you know, teams shouldn't be able to just snatch your coordinators just because you're successful.
How do you block it, though, Brad? How do you stop that? I mean, if you want to go from a job that pays you X to X times three, right? You're gonna leave for that job.
It's a promotion.
You know, how do you stop that?
Yeah, it's no way to stop it. But the only benefit that I will say is that you kind of have to change anyway because it. You know, it's a copycat league, and when you want to stop a coordinator, you just look at the tape from last year. So, you know, coordinators, they got to change their playbook every season.
Well, that's part of where that's where Andy Reid deserves – it's one of the spots he deserves the most credit in his career. It's probably top two or three, because if you think of the evolution of offense over the last now 25 years, really even if you want to go 30, 35 years, his early days with Green Bay in the early 90s, I mean, the guy has evolved. And so his personnel has changed. I mean, think about the personnel changes. That's one of the things about Brandon Graham. If you want to be great, sustained great, you're going to lose players, and you're going to add players, and you're going to lose players, and you're going to add players. And it's the coaches that can adjust to who's in and who's out, not only the GM that picks them, but the coaches that adjust. That's part of how you sustain greatness. That's what Belichick did, and that's what Reed's done.
Yeah, it's true. Let me give you my movie real quick. I just want to kind of set it up. The diamond that rolls through in the ocean in Titanic, that diamond is worth like $500 million today, they said. And if you think, when you think back, like, she had a caregiver. She didn't have a lot of money.
Yep.
That diamond could have fed generations of her family. Why would you throw it in the ocean? It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
So right, Brad. Honestly, one of multiple dumb things in that movie. Well done.
$500 million.
It's nonsense. It's so nonsensical. Like, oh,
and
let the ocean
to pay
have it.
Her caregiver.
Okay, yeah, right.
It's a great point.
Struggling. Not just her caregiver, she's got a whole family, right? Her daughter's there, her grandkids, payments. Like this whole like extended family, like that's their future in your hands. Like, what are we
and
doing?
You know what? I'm gonna whip it out there into the waves. Who cares? Whoop.
It's really Plop. A good answer. It is. Listen, no, and I love the movie, but no argument from me.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.